You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For close to 50 years, KVMR has been offering eclectic music and news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to listeners in Nevada County. First broadcasted in 1978, KVMR has always been a radio station by the community and for the community. And they continue pumping out every style of music and independent news program despite losing a major source of funding from the federal government. When the corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, dissolved earlier this year, public radio stations and community broadcasters across the country took major hits to their budgets. And they had to get creative to combat it, pulling out some big guns for fundraisers, including a show this weekend at Channel 24 in Sacramento by hometown alt-rock band Cake. Cake lead singer John McCrae joined us in January to talk about the band's history and why they were supporting KVMR.
You know, growing up in the Sacramento, sort of Northern California region, and, you know, they've been historically very supportive of you know, local music and whatnot.
When I asked John if community radio still played a large part of his life, he added this.
There's something to be said for things that are created not solely from profit motive. I think we've learned the hard way that having that be the only decider of our fate is foolhardy, you know. And I think having these sort of buttresses of like public, you know, truly public interest is really about, you know, national security at this point.
And Cake's concert this weekend comes as there has been a changing of the guard at the Foothills radio station. Luis Estrada has been named the new general manager of KVMR. He started March 2nd, and he joins us today to talk about the future of the community station. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So I would love to start with your background in radio. When did you get bit by the community radio station, public radio station bug?
Oh, man, it's I guess it's been a while. I've been in media for almost 40 years now and been in the commercial part of it for a long, long time, working at places like Paramount and Turner and Univision. In fact, I was at Univision 19 for about 3 years. And I was living in Texas, and we decided that a situation came up at KPBS in San Diego. And they said, let's go for it, you know, let's do media with a purpose. And so after 11 years there, this opportunity came up, and it's actually given an opportunity to be closer to the community, because a lot of the public media stations, and got to know a lot of people across the nation, both from PBS and NPR, incredibly dedicated people, but some of the stations were getting a bit big, you know, so like KPBS, I think, has over 200 employees now. It's a great operation, big news operation. But I felt, it's not necessarily the feeling of the station, but I felt I was moving away from the actual community. And coming to KVVR is just amazing. We just did a fund drive. I just happened to start at the same time a fund drive did. And it was great because I got to meet all the broadcasters. And it's basically like every couple of hours, like you said, the format changes. And it's just incredible to see these people get together. I was explaining this. It felt like a house party, because we heard, you know, we were in pledge and people were bringing in food. They were answering phones. It's basically old school, and it really is community, and it's a lot of fun. And you could just tell how the community just rallies around them. They love them. You could walk anywhere, and you know, in the area where, you know, it's in Nevada City, but also, you know, Grass Valley and Nevada County, and they just love the station. So,
well, coming from San Diego, I mean, a public radio mm-hmm. station and public TV station as well, because it's an NPR mm-hmm. and PBS member station, is a different vibe than Nevada County, than Nevada City and Grass yeah. Valley. And I would imagine that can be felt in just the overall vibe that gets broadcasted out of KVMR.
It is. It's definitely a change. I said it was changing palm trees for pine trees, because it is a different vibe, but it's just a little bit slower. a little bit more community oriented. I mean, just walking around. I mean, if folks have been up there, which I'm sure from Sacramento, they probably have been, it's just a beautiful part of the country. And I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with it. I thought it was like a movie set of sorts, you know, when I first went up there. And I don't know, it just embraced me for some reason. And it said, you know, this is the right move now. You know, having been so long in the media business, I thought, you know, this would be a great place to kind of finish off if that happens. So
you're stepping in at a challenging time. I mean, when the CPB dissolved, I mean, that was about 8 to 10% of KVMR's budget, or even 15%, mm-hmm. reading a press release. I mean, that's a couple $100,000. How is the station doing today?
You know what? We're doing, thanks to the community, we're doing incredibly well. I don't know how to put it, but I know it happened at KPBS, and I'm sure a lot of the stations, when this happened, the community rallied around them. And I always said, you know, this is public radio, public television, and community radio is so important because it is free speech in a lot of ways. It is your freedom of expression. And I think community radio, KVMR, it's just that and I feel it's without all the sort of restrictions sometimes, because, you know, public radio stations working with NPR and PBS, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of restrictions to it to a certain point. Here, it's like, you know, you could pretty much do anything you want, you know, within reason. And it is the community. So they just rallied. And to tell you the truth, the station is in very good shape right now.
Can you, I guess, just help us better understand why a community radio station is so important for rural communities? Of course, there's music, you know, and entertainment, but you also, I would imagine, play a role in informing a large county that is rural during challenging times, during even dangerous times, during emergencies.
That's exactly it. During the time, say, just the small snowstorm that happened a couple of weeks ago, that I wasn't quite there yet, but I was listening. And they do play an important role. They let people know, you know, if roads are closed, if the plows are coming. I mean, just a lot of different important information. And what was great about it also is that it's very charming in a way, because I was listening to the news reports and I was still in San Diego, hadn't come over yet. And here was one of the reporters at a local grocery store basically saying, hey, they're going to close in 2 hours. So if you need food, you best come now. And those kind of things, just really bringing it down to that human level, right? So not only do you have, you know, the reports of power outages and roads and all these things that are just critical during that time, but also bringing it down to that level of, say, hey, by the way, you also need to maybe get some food now if you haven't, you know, if you don't have any. So so that plays a big role. And it's all Nevada County, too, so it's pretty spread out. And, you know, there's, you know, what they call them, repeaters, you know, translators also that go all the way to Truckee and all those areas as well. So, the whole staff, including the broadcasters, realize how important that role is in the community as well.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with the new general manager of KVMR, the community radio station in Nevada County, Luis Estrada. So, as I mentioned, you know, it seems to be shaping up pretty good despite, you know, the dissolution of CPB funding. I mean, the community has really stepped up, and the band Cake is stepping up also. I mean, they have a weekend benefit show here at Channel 24 in Sacramento to benefit your community radio station. Are you preparing for that? I mean, how does that work from your end in the foothills? Are you going to go to the concert? I mean, what is your role in this?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be at the concert. And this is what's wonderful about KVMR. I mean, when everything happened about, you know, with the funding and all that, I mean, Cake has been a big fan. We're big fans of Cake. And when I think it was one of the board members that kind of put it together, and they said, yeah, we'd love to do this, you know, concert and dedicate and, you know, raise some money for you. But also, what I was noticing, and again, I'm fairly new to the station, it's like my third week, but I realized they told me, well, you know, the local ice cream parlor also did that. So for the whole day, they gave the proceeds. Last week during the pledge drive, there was a small bar that said, oh, we're going to give 50% of the proceeds. So that's their way of contributing. So we're just so appreciative, not only of the actual just people, but also folks like Cake and folks like, you know, the businesses that are around as well, which are have also really been supportive in the underwriting as well.
Mm. Do you have any other creative fundraisers like this planned in the future?
We do. So there's a lot. I mean, I don't know if you knew, but we also do the Celtic Festival every year. That's part of what KVMR does. And so there's a lot of great things going on there. We also have the second station, KVMR-X, which is sort of a younger version of KVMR that's also up and growing. And a lot of really good things are going to happen with that station as well. So there's just a lot of coming in. Also, part of what I did at KPBS was fundraising. And so we came up with different ideas. And this group, this staff that's at KVMR, they're so creative and they're willing to take chances. You know, like they gave a strawberry log. There was like these logs that I guess from the strawberry festival. And they had these logs that were donated to them. And I guess they were hanging around there for about a year. So they said, hey, you know what? Who would like a log? You know, and so for $89.50, you got yourself a strawberry log. You know, so they're not afraid to just do things like that.
I love it. Well, Luis, thank you for stopping by. Welcome to Northern California.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Luis Estrada is the new general manager of KVMR. That's a community radio station in Nevada County. Still ahead, it's been called the fastest game on grass. We'll meet the Sacramento Cavanaughs and learn about how they're bringing the ancient Irish sport of hurling to the region. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.